Chapter 5 Bill sent Nancy to get Oliver. "You're going with me," said Nancy. "What for?" asked Oliver with fear. "Oh, for no harm," said Nancy.
"I don't believe it," said Oliver.
"For no good, then," said Nancy. Nancy led Oliver from the house. She was holding on to Oliver tightly. "This way," said the girl, releasing her hold for the first time. "Bill?
Hello. So you've got the kid," said Sykes.
"Yes, here he is," said Nancy.
"Did he come quiet?" asked Sykes.
"Like a lamb," said Nancy.
"Do you know what this is?" asked Sykes.
He put a pistol on the table. "Yes," said Oliver.
"If you don't do what I tell you, I'll shoot you," said Sykes.
Bill took Oliver to the other side of London. He took him to a house. The house was dark and scary. It stood by the river. There were rough men in the house. They helped Sykes rob people. They left the house at night. It was foggy, and there was no moon. They reached the house they wanted to rob. They lifted Oliver over a wall. Sykes took him into the house. They didn't get too far. Men with guns heard them and shot Oliver. The men all ran. Mr. Bumble wasn't done with Oliver Twist. He went to see Mrs. Corney. Mrs. Corney worked where Oliver was born. Mr. Bumble was in love with Mrs. Corney. He had tea with her. Mrs. Corney had to leave. A patient was dying and wanted to see Mrs. Corney. The patient was an old woman. She was lying in her bed.
"I will tell her. Come here, nearer. Let me whisper in your ear," said the old woman.
She pulled Mrs. Corney into a chair.
"In this very room, in this very bed, I once nursed a pretty girl. She had a baby boy.
What was the year?"
"Never mind the year. What about her?" asked Mrs. Corney. "I robbed her, so I did. I stole it."
"Stole what, for God's sake?" asked Mrs. Corney.
"It," said the old woman. "The only thing she had, it was gold, I tell you."
"Gold? Who was the mother? When was it?" asked Mrs. Corney.
"The boy looked like his mother. I can never forget it when I saw his face.
Poor girl. Poor girl. She was so young, too. Such a gentle lamb," said the woman.
"The boy's name?" asked Mrs. Corney.
"Oliver," replied the woman. The old woman died. Mrs. Corney was cross. She wanted the gold, but didn't know where it was.